Morning Prayer, March 11, 2024, Monday of the fourth week of Lent.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Now, Christ, O Son of Righteousness, let dawn our darkened spirits bless. The light of grace to us restore, while day to earth returns once more. To us you give the accepted time. Give too a heart that mourns for crime. Let those by mercy now be cured, whom loving kindness long endured. Spare not, we pray, to send us here some penance kindly but severe. So let your gift of pardoning grace our grievous sinfulness efface. Soon will that day, your day, appear, and all things with its brightness cheer. We will rejoice in it as we return thereby to grace and thee. Let all the world from shore to shore, O gracious Trinity, adore. Right soon your loving pardon grant, that we our new-made song may chant. Amen.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next, before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth. You are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like the grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
from the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter His praise in the coastlands. The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, He stirs up His ardor. He shouts out His battle cry. Against His enemies, He shows His might. I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting. I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up. I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown, I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised. You who stand in His sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to His name, for He is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, and Israel for His own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever He wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From His treasuries, He sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians He smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders He worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness He struck, and kings in their splendor He slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On His people, their land He bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. You who stand in His sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord. A reading from the book of Exodus. You have seen for yourselves how I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. God Himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God Himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
The hunter's snare.
Glory
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God Himself will set me free from the hand of the snare.
A royal official, hearing that Jesus had come to Galilee, begged him to heal his son who lay ill in Capernaum.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A royal official, hearing that Jesus had come to Galilee, begged him to heal his son who lay ill in Capernaum. Blessed be God the Father for his gift of this sacrifice of praise. In the spirit of this Lenten season, we pray, instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom. Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom. God of power and mercy, give us the spirit of prayer and repentance, with burning love for you and for all humankind. Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom. Help us to work with you in making all things new in Christ and in spreading justice and peace throughout the world. Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom. Teach us the meaning and value of creation, so that we may join its voice to ours as we sing your praise. Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom. Forgive us for failing to see Christ in the poor, the distressed, and the troublesome, and for our failure to reverence your Son in their persons. Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Father Creator, you give the world new life by your sacraments. May we, your church, grow in your life and continue to receive your help on earth. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.